Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're very pleased to have an opportunity to present an hour with a Seattle jazz icon, pianist Overton Berry, with a trio in concert at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series. There's so much we could tell you about Overton Berry, but I want to get to the music without going on too long about it, but suffice it to say, this man has a career as a professional musician that is approaching 60 years, and he has been a professional musician since the 50s, beginning as a member of the old Local 493, the Black Musicians Union. He played Dave's Fifth Avenue, Colony Club, the House of Entertainment in the 60s during the fair, toured in Canada and the Far East, and goes back often. He had a long-running gig, a trio gig at the Doubletree in Tukwila, that proved so popular he eventually became music director for Tucson and Phoenix locations of the Doubletree as well. Diane Schur had early success as a singer with the Overton Berry Trio, and Dee Daniels also worked with him on Lopez Island at the Islander. He's recorded several albums starting in the LP era, and he remains active and still youthful, too, in his 70s, playing concerts and club dates. Recent gigs have seen him playing at the Fireside Room at the Sorrento Hotel, Amici Bistro in Mukilteo, the Royal Room in Columbia City, Egan's Jam House in Ballard. A friendly guy with a hearty laugh and a great sense of humor, he always puts his audiences in a good frame of mind to relax and enjoy his music. And that's what we're going to do next. At Sam, he's with his regular trio, Jeff Davies on bass, Rick Spano on drums, and here's Overton Berry at the piano, leading off this set with a tune that was very popular with Ray Charles and David Fathead Newman. It's called Hard Times.
Thank you. we've had all this cold weather, and I remember years ago, and I'm sure that most of you are too young to remember this, but they used to make cards with little extended play recordings on them, you know? Boy, am I ever really telling how old I am, Jim. Anyway, a friend of mine years ago sent me one of these things, and it was from the Bahamas. It was from a club called the Bama Club, and it had a group in it called the Eloise Trio. The song was called Digby. And I fell in love with that thing. It was just a little simple thing, but I thought, you know, I'm not doing any sun dances anymore, so maybe I would do this to do this. Anyway, this is our rendition of Digby. And by the way, if I don't know what the policy is here for dancing, but I do know this, that it is not permitted to dance on the piano or the piano player, okay? I just want to tell you that.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by the Overton Berry Trio, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum during the monthly Art of Jazz series earlier this month. With Overton Berry at the piano, Jeff Davies is on bass and Rick Spano on drums. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We've just heard a tune called Digby, and next up is a beautiful ballad with Overton Berry at the piano, introducing A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Thank you. Oh, hi. It's okay. You can always shut me up. It's all right. Once again, I'd like to introduce Jeff Davies on bass. Rick Spano on drums. John and Jim have heard me tell this before, but I had a mean mother, okay? And she started me off playing the piano when I was like 4.5 years old. I didn't know how to say the word piano. But I only played classical music up until the time I was about 11 or 12. I was born in Houston, and we lived there in L.A. and then moved to Seattle. And my first piano teacher here in Seattle was at Cornish Music School, and he was a priest. Now, I didn't think I played that bad, that I needed a priest, especially since our family wasn't even Catholic, and I'm just going, why do I need a priest? But he was really neat. He was really neat. He showed me a lot of things in the classical world that have helped me out later. But one day when I was about 12, I was playing, you know, some piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. And my friends, who were also 11 and 12, said to me, "That's really nice. Do you know any songs?" And that did it for me. I quit the piano. I told my mother I quit. And she was probably the most expert con person in the world. And I was her number one patsy. So she waited a year and a half, and she said to me one day, "You know, I'm thinking about taking piano lessons again." Now, this woman's 150 years old already, okay? And she's thinking about taking piano lessons again, and I should have known something was up the pike, okay? And she said, "But I haven't taken piano lessons in so long or played the piano. I'm wondering if you could take a couple lessons from this guy who teaches kind of pop music and stuff." And I said, "Okay, I'm taking 2 lessons, tops, and I'll tell you whether I think he's a good teacher." I studied with Lewis Wilcox for probably, 4 or 5 years. She never took 1 lesson from the guy, not 1. But anyway, my earliest influence in the world of jazz was the George Shearing Quintet. I mean, it was very smooth, and it was sort of on the bop side, which sort of lended itself to a Bach-like feel, if Bach were around to kick it. It's really funny because George Shearing was sightless, and the next jazz pianist I heard was Lenny Tristano, who was also sightless. And then I heard this guy for about a millisecond named Art Tatum, and I went, "Oh, wow." So it's funny because when I met Oscar Peterson, I was surprised that he could see. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, "Well, you play like all those guys that can't see, okay? You're all over the place." So anyway, we're going to do an arrangement that, oddly enough, I put together when I was 16 years old of a Frank Sinatra song that came out of a movie called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. It's called Time After Time.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by the Overton Berry Trio, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum earlier this month as part of the Art of Jazz series. That piece titled Theme from Houseboat, Almost in Your Arms. The Overton Berry Trio with Overton at the piano, Jeff Davies on bass, and Rick Spano at the drums. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon, and highlights from this concert by the Overton Berry Trio, part of the monthly Art of Jazz series presented on the second Thursday of each month, 5:30 to 7:30, free at the Seattle Art Museum. The next piece we'll hear seems particularly appropriate with the recent passing of the great South African and civil rights hero Nelson Mandela, and we'd like to dedicate this performance to the memory of Mandela. Originally, it was composed by Oscar Peterson as a tribute to Martin Luther King, Jr., but I think it's equally appropriate for Nelson Mandela. The Hymn to Freedom with the Overton Berry Trio.
Thank you.
Soprano on drums. Jeff Davies on bass.
And Overton Berry at the piano. You're listening to the Overton Berry Trio in concert from the Seattle Art Museum, recorded earlier this month. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
Autumn in New York, played by the Overton Berry Trio in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum, and before that, Mountain Greenery. At the end of the concert, Overton Berry launched into a long medley, which he calls the D minor medley. Far too long for us to include all of it here, but we're going to start it, and perhaps another time we'll hear the rest of it. This is Overton Berry at the piano, Jeff Davies on bass, Rick Spano on drums, and the D minor medley, beginning with Taste of Honey. Listening to the Overton Berry Trio in a concert from the Seattle Art Museum, presented as part of the Art of Jazz series. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts. Thanks to Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for the Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.